Dhirmud Omurku is our featured guest. Dhirmud is an evolutionary theologian, a member of the Sacred Heart Missionary Order, and a social worker living in Dublin. He's one of the most effective and beloved popularizers of the Great Story, or Epic of Evolution, especially in Roman Catholic circles, and has a real gift for making complex ideas both understandable and practical. He's written a number of acclaimed books, including Quantum Theology, Evolutionary Faith, and Ancestral Grace. Here we talk about meeting God in our evolutionary story.
As I often say to audiences, God is in the big questions, and God was there for billions of years before religions or churches ever started defining or theologizing about God. If the world, in terms of the conventional evolutionary story, is around for 13.7 billion years, then presumably God, as the creative energy within and behind it, has been fully at work in it for 13.7 billion years. Now, to me, that's what revelation is about. You know, God revealing God's self has been fully at work for 13.7 billion years. So that line of Thomas Aquinas, yeah, if we don't understand creation correctly, it's another way of saying if we don't honor and respect the fact that God has been fully at work in creation over these 13.7 billion years, then how can we hope to understand the God we believe in? Now, it also widens and broadens our understanding of God, maybe more along the lines of process theology, because, for instance, when we do look at the big story, and Brian Swim and Thomas Berry deal with this very well in their work, The Universe Story, we do see times of horrendous destruction, chaos, and so forth. So instead of seeing that as somehow totally alien to God, that is also part of what I call, and they call, the great paradox through which God's creativity works. And it gives us a more complex understanding of God, but also a much richer one, and gives us a whole new set of lenses through which we can explore awkward questions like suffering, for instance. That there is a certain quality and a quantity of suffering that seems innate to the movements of creation, and is there as part of God's creativity. And so that our task as human beings is not to rid the world totally of suffering, but to help us to understand what suffering is necessary at times. How do we engage more constructively and creatively with suffering? And how do we learn to befriend it rather than maybe trying to conquer and control it? Because I think that's where a lot of unnecessary suffering is caused, by our excessive felt need to conquer and control it as if it's some kind of an object we can bring under the bar of our own reasoning. It's these examples of the processes that work within creation can open us up to a much more dynamic, a much more enriched understanding of what we mean by God. And so for me, the word evolutionary there has this idea of things being more open-ended, things flowing, evolving. A story is being told. Can we become more part of that story? Can we honor the story? And can we do our part to enhance the story rather than falling back on dogmas or doctrines, many of which are very cerebral, some of which may have had a certain relevance at certain times in history, but which, if you cling to them too rigidly, become ideologies that don't either liberate or empower. And so for me, evolutionary spirituality or evolutionary faith is about process, but process articulated through story.